In a $4 per gallon world, long distances present obvious restrictions to the creative class who settle away from the critical mass in rural settings, immersed in open space, far away from malls and Walmarts. In an attempt to draw potential patrons, 25 years ago, a group of artists and crafters known as the Allegheny Artisans opened their studios for a weekend of public tours. This Saturday and Sunday, 48 artisans and 39 studios will be ready to welcome Buffalo area inspiration seekers and shoppers.
As you drive throughout the county, now like the first studio will be about an hour and 10 minutes, like say in Rushford. The farthest studio would be maybe 2 hours away in either Whitesville or Alfred. We're at the foothills of the Allegheny Mountains, and so it's just beautiful. The landscape with the rolling hills, and as you turn the corner and the winding roads, there will be a lot of red and white Allegheny artisan signs peppered along those roads so you won't get lost. But it's just beautiful. I love it. I love Allegheny County.
H.M. Bateman, speaking on behalf of the Allegheny Artisan Studio Tour, and just about anybody fortunate enough to witness the open vistas and transformative autumn landscapes of Allegheny County. Bateman and her husband, Jim Horn, who crafts pins and other creations, have been involved in the Allegheny Artisans Tour almost from the beginning.
You opened your studio/home
right
for these visits as well. Can you talk about what that experience is like when, in a lot of cases, probably total strangers come walking into your home?
It's a hoot. It's like this whole feel of an open house. It's this whole just big kind of family event, and all the artisans get together. We're all cooperative. It's always a work in progress, but it's still a lot of fun. The bottom line is that this last couple days before the studio tour, you would think that people are making art. They're not doing that. They're cleaning their studios because they only get cleaned once a year for the studio tour.
This one fall weekend presents an opportunity for a group of artisans who find themselves in a county with under 50,000 residents. The lack of a built-in nearby customer base is an obstacle, but to some artisans, the numbers and distance have not been insurmountable.
Many of our artisans draw from their natural surroundings. Most of the people who are artisans in Allegheny County made a deliberate decision to be there, to be in this beautiful rural environment, and to create their work. It's their muse. Each studio has some kind of beautiful natural surrounding it. We have several studios that are actually commercial studios. Steve Walker Metalsmiths has been there for 30 years. He's an internationally known artisan, but it's set in this beautiful rural little village of Andover. And Glenn Schweigart was an instructor at Alfred University, and he's internationally known. And when you go to his work, he's got these enormous sculptures all peppered around him, and then against a hillside that will be plastered with beautiful multicolored leaves, by the way. Hmm. And it's just, they just are world travelers, but they want to come back home to Allegheny County.
And in those homes, artisans create quilts, carvings, jewelry, art tiles, pottery, chainsaw art, a variety almost too large to list.
You can go online to www.AlleghenyArtisans.com, and Allegheny is Allegany. You can also call the tourism board, and they will gladly send you a directory, and I can give you that number.
Sure.
If you want. It's an 800 number, 836-1869.
In all, H.M. Bateman says, 48 artisans will show their work at 39 studios, all open to the public, this Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., in Allegheny County, where art and nature are often difficult to differentiate. I'm Jay Moran, 88.7 FM WBFO.